Shinted Vav in Beyam Darkecha, Emunat Chachamim. What is it to connect to Chachamim? What is it to connect to the sages, to the Rabbanim? There's a few different levels in this. Understanding why we have to do this as an avoda, where it's rooted, what are the mikorot for this avoda, what are we trying to get to, and also how to do it. What does it mean to connect to a tzaddik, and also which tzaddikim should we be connecting to, or not? Right. So there's a few different topics that we're going to touch on. Obviously, not all tonight. This is going to take us probably a little bit over a month. Right, but Bezat Hashem, let's go in Emunat Chachamim. Baze ha-ma'amar banu la'asir me'at et ha-kisui shemunuach al-inyan Emunat Chachamim ve'itkashut la-tzadikim. Our job here in this chapter is to remove a little bit of the veil that is on top of the idea of belief in the sages and connecting to tzadikim, and to try to develop this opening for Avdei Hashem, Yiftach Petach L'Avdei Hashem Yitbarach, Chaverim Makshivim Ba'alei Lev, the people that are attentive, the people that are paying attention, people with hearts, that are trying to connect to Hashem, Shemechapsim Be'emet Et HaDerech, they're looking for the real path of how to serve Hashem, Aval Lo Matzu Et HaPetach, they haven't opened the opening, they haven't found the opening yet. Ki Kol Divrei HaSefer Hazeh Mahalach HaDvarim Banui Al Divrei Morenu V'Rabenu. Right? All of these words here are developed by way of the teachings of Rav Yitzchak Morgenstern. Ela shemamar zeh, here when it comes to this chapter, osafnu baofen miyuchad tzitutim rabim mimekorot shonim. In this chapter, there's a lot of different sources that we're going to bring. It's not just here Rav Yitzchak, it's brought from a lot of different places. Af keelu shelo nishmu mipiv moreinu v'raben. Even those things were not heard from Rav Yitzchak. וזאת כדי להוציא מטעות כאילו יש מחלוקת בדבר הזה. Why are so many sources going to be brought here? In order to remove all of the mistake that maybe there's a מחלוקת here between the different approaches, and the, this one thinks that way, this one thinks that way. So this is not a purely Rav Yitzchak Meir chapter. This is bringing from everybody to show how important this is. תפילתנו שהמאמר יועיל למבקשי אמת לעמיתה. We pray to Hashem that this chapter is going to help all of us that are trying to connect to Hashem in truth. Those few people left that Hashem is calling out to. That internally they have this spiritual arousal. To know Hashem truthfully and simply. Without any ego. And their soul is enticed and is excited by way of truthful words. That's the intro. Perek Aleph, Bekoach HaTzadik Nishmat Veikut HaShchina Al Talmido. By way of the Tzadik, the title of this part is, by way of the Tzadik, the light of Dveikut in the Shechina, clinging to the Shechina, is brought down from the Tzadik onto his student. And this is the Lashon of the Pasuk we're starting with. It's from Shmuel Aleph, the first book of Shmuel, chapter Yud Tet, verses Yud Aleph and Yud Bet. Vayishlach Shaul Malachim el Beit David leShomro. Shaul sent messengers to the house of David in order to guard him. Ulhamito beBokir, to guard the house and to kill him in the morning. V'taged leDavid Michal ishto leEmor. Right, it was said to Michal, David's wife, the daughter of Shaul, to say to David, "Im encha memalet et nafshecha alayla, if you do not leave, escape from the house tonight, machar ata mumat. Tomorrow, you're dead." V'torad Michal et David be'ad achalon ve'elech v'ivrach v'imalet. Michal helped David to get out of the window, right? And he went v'elech lechlecha. It connects together, Baruch Hashem, the Torah is always alive. We like to do this in the Chavur, right? And he escaped, and he went into refuge. He was saved, right? What do we have here? The king of Israel is coming to kill the rightfully appointed next king in Israel. He's married to his daughter. And the daughter says to her husband, the wanted man, most wanted man in Israel, "My father, the king, is going to kill you tomorrow if you don't get out of the house now." We're working from this pasuk. Next pasuk, v'David barach v'imalet v'yovo el Shmuel haramata. David escaped, he ran away, and he came to Shmuel in Ramot in Jerusalem. V'yaged lo et kol asher asa lo Shaul, and he told him everything that Shaul did to him. V'yelechu Shmuel v'yeshvu b'nayot. Him and Shmuel went together, and they sat in Nayot. Nayot is another area in Yerushalayim. V'yugad l'Shaul le'emor, and it was said to Shaul to say, Hine David b'Nayot b'Rama. David is in this place, Nayot, in the Rama. V'yishlach Shaul malachim, and Shaul sent messengers, l'kachit de David, to take soldiers, right? Messengers, meaning soldiers, emissaries, shlichim, right? To take David. V'yurot l'akat ha-nevi'im, nevi'im. They saw the prophets all together in like a group in the middle of prophecy. These messengers that came from Shaul to come take David captive. They see Shmuel and David in the middle of deep prophecy with a bunch of other prophets around them. Ushmuel omed nitzav alehem. Shmuel, this part is in bold in the book, just you know. Shmuel omed nitzav alehem. Shmuel is standing. Positioned strongly, Omed is standing, Nitzav is like standing over, right? Alehem, on these prophets. V'tihi al malachei Shaul, ruach Elohim. All of a sudden, the messengers of Shaul, they get godly spirit that comes over them. V'itnabu gam hema, and they also got prophecy. V'yagidu leShaul, they come back to Shaul and they tell him, V'yishlach malachim acharim, he sent other soldiers, other messengers to go take David. V'itnubu gam emma, and they also fall into this prophecy. V'yosef Shaul v'yishlach malachim shlishim. Shaul hears this. He sends again a third messengers, right? The third group of messengers. V'itnubu gam emma, and they also fell into this prophecy. Right? So what do we have here? David runs to Shmuel, who's the prophet of the nation. Shmuel is the biggest prophet that you have. Shmuel. Keneged Moshe v'Aaron, right? Shmuel has the potential and correspondence to Moshe and Aaron together. David runs to him. They go together to go start doing prophecies. Connect to Hashem. Lesson. First lesson we can learn from this: if you're running away from danger, go run towards Hashem. Run to the tzaddik and run to Hashem. They started to do prophecy. Now the enemies is starting to come to them, and the enemy gets connected to Ruach Hakodesh, the Ruach Elokim. The Katava Malbim, the Malbim writes on this, his Ilula was not too long ago. Shmuel Omed Nitzav Alehem, what does it mean? Shmuel was standing there, positioned on top of them. Umashpia Alehem Shefa Nevuah. Shmuel is he who is Mashpia, who is influencing upon them the Shefa Nevuah, the godly prophecy. Vuhu Haya Makor Shemimenu Sha'avu. Shmuel is the source for where they were pulling prophecy. Hu haya haner shemimenu hudloku nafshotehem. He was the light, the original candle, that all of their souls got lit from.
And he's young. He's in his 40s.
Shmuel, yeah. Be'or Elohi gadol, in the great godly light. All of them got, all of their candles were set on fire, all of their souls were set on fire from that original candle. In the great godly light. Right? So where is all this prophecy coming from? Shmuel. V'ashefa ha'gdola hazot sh'aita shlema. This great abundant light that was coming down, which was huge and it was complete. Hen mitzad ha'mashpia uven mitzad ha'mekablim. From the side of the giver and from the side of the receivers. Sh'aya la'kat ha'nevi'im kulamo. Kulamo? Kulamo? Kaf vav lamed mem vav. And that all of them were, everybody in that group of prophets were complete. The head prophet Shmuel that is bringing down the Nevuah, and all of those who are receiving them, all of them are in Shlemut. Shelefi rov ha'kahal Elohim hitrabba ha'kedusha ve'ahara. Since majority of the crowd, so much of the crowd was so holy, they're so godly, the kedusha and the illumination was that much stronger. Uven mitzad ha'kesher shebein ha'mashpia ve'ha'mekablim. Whether you're talking about the fact that the mashpia, the person giving over, Shmuel, and all of the receivers, their connection, their relationship was so strong, Shaya Shmuel nitzav alehem, that Shmuel was standing over them. Umamshich min ha-makor el pelagav. He was pulling from the root, right? He's pulling from the root to all of the branches of the river, right? From all of the branches. Al yedei ken hudluku gam nitzotzot hatmunot benafshot malachei Shaul. By way of that strength, of how strong it was, right? All of the sparks that were hidden inside the souls of the messengers and the soldiers of Shaul also got turned on. Meaning there was...
It's called radiation.
Yeah, radiation, exactly. Prophetic radiation. Right? V'itnabu gam hema, and they also got it. V'al yedei ken lo panu od al azarat Shaul. By way of that, they didn't. They weren't able to listen to Shaul anymore. They had the godly revelation, they weren't able to. Lakachet David. They couldn't take David, they couldn't remove David, they couldn't follow the words of the order of their king, because they were already so lit by what was going on with Shmuel and David, that who is Shaul now? King of Israel, but so what? Off with my head. Okay, I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm having prophecy. Again, prophecy, it takes over your whole entire being. It's not like you feel something. You become completely ignited, right? וכחזיון הנורא הזה מצאנו אצל אליהו נביא עם תלמידו אלישע הנביא. This same kind of thing we see with Eliyahu and his main talmid Elisha. And this is the pasuk there. It's in Malachim Bet, Perek Bet, Aleph Bet. Right? Second Kings, second chapter, 1 and 2. והיא בעלות אדוני את אליהו בסערה השמיים וילך אליהו ואלישע מן הגלגל ויאמר אליהו אל אלישע שב נא פה כי אדוני שלחני עד בית אל ויאמר אלישע חי אדוני חי נפשך עם הזבקה וירדו בית אל. Translation: and it was when Hashem ascended Eliyahu up to Shamayim. Eliyahu is passing away, right? He went up in a stormy wind, and Eliyahu and Elisha went from the Gilgal. And Eliyahu says to Elisha, sit now here, because Hashem sent me until Beit El. He says, stop here, Hashem sending me to Beit El. And Elisha says, Chai Hashem, Chai Nafshecha Imazveka. By the life of Hashem, I'm not leaving you. I'm not going anywhere. And they went together to Beit El. He didn't listen to Eliyahu. Right? Hashem's coming to take away the tzaddik. And the Talmid says, I'm not leaving you. Hashem sending you to Beit El, I'm your Talmid, I'm going with you to Beit El. ויש להבין, we need to understand. מדוע רצה אליהו שאלישע לא יהיה עמו בעת הסתלקותו? Why did Eliyahu not want Elisha to be with him when he was going to die? Not die, he didn't really die, but... ויפרש, ופירש המלבים, the מלבים again comes to explain, דרך השלמים ותשוקתם להשפיע משלמותם לזולתם. The way of whole people, complete people, and their desire is to give over lashpia from their wholesomeness to those around them beofen hayoter shalem, in the most complete way. Whole people want to give over the whole vibe when they're whole, in the most whole way. V'hineh bo'od shehaya Elisha etzel Eliyahu, when Elisha was still with Eliyahu, lo hayu bnei hanevi'im shehem hatalmidim, the rest of the students, the Bnei Hanevi'im, the children of prophecy, they weren't with him. Yecholim lekabel me'Eliyahu, meaning they weren't able to receive. As long as Elisha was with Eliyahu, the rest of the students, they couldn't receive. Rak be'emtzaut Elisha, only if Elisha would give it over. Meaning you have the chief rabbi, you have his zgan rabbi, his deputy rabbi, right? All the students can only receive from the zgan, right? They can only receive from the main student. They can't receive from Eliyahu himself. Eliyahu gives a shiur, no one would understand it unless Elisha translated it for them, right? Brought it, watered it down to them, brought it down to them. Litpalesh derech ha-me'orot ha-gdolim al ha-ktanim. You had to take this huge light, right, and break it down to vessels to come down to the students. It wasn't like Eliyahu could just talk to the group. It wasn't like that. They had to come down through Elisha. V'chol shimtza me'or yoter gadol, itpalesh ha-or elav. Right? Whoever was able to... מה זה itpalesh? Mitfashed, liflosh, it's a spread. The greater the spreading of the light, v'chol shimtza me'or yoter gadol, yitpalesh ha'or alav, ad shu yaseh tzinorum ve'emtzai.
Yitpalesh is a shiur, mavoi mefulash.
Ah, okay. So the more so whoever could find the light in a stronger way, he became a better vessel, a greater vessel to give over that light, right? That he should be able to give over to the smaller stars, the smaller lights. Meaning he found... Avanti. So a person who is closed off, he can't be an influencer, right? So Eliyahu is this huge, huge light, right? Elisha, who was able to connect to this bigger light and be more open to receiving that light, he was able to be the pipeline and the funnel to give over to the smaller lights that couldn't do that. Ve'Eliyahu ratza shisher lo Elisha levado. Eliyahu wanted Elisha to stay by himself. Mekabela over ruchos shel Eliyahu. He wanted him to be the only one that was receiving the light properly of Eliyahu. Rak kol bnei mekabela over ruchos shel Eliyahu. Rak kol bnei neviim. Eliyahu ratza shisher lo Elisha levado. Mekabela over ruchos shel Eliyahu. Rak kol bnei neviim. ולכוונה זו רצה אליהו ללכת לבדו לבית אל ויריחו שני המקומות אלה היו נמצאים בני הנביאים. אליהו now has to go to בית אל and he has to go to יריחו. There's all the Talmidim. If Elisha comes with him, then they won't be able to really receive. נכון? הם לא יקבלו את זה. There's going to be Elisha's not with him. They're not going to be able to receive. So Eliyahu wanted Elisha that he would be the Mamshich Derech. He wanted him to be the Talmid, the next Navi, the next Tzadik Ado. Right? Eliyahu wanted that his student would be the next Navi in charge. If he comes with him to Yericho and Beit El, then he's going to be there as a pipeline and he's going to help all the rest of the students to receive also the light of Eliyahu. Eliyahu doesn't want that because he wants Elisha to be the next one in charge. So he says, you stay here, and then when I go to where all of the rest of the prophets are, they won't be able to receive from me because you're not there. It's only by way of you that they can receive from me. Right? Yeshua was the channel for Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeshua aya Elisha shem Moshe. Right?
Em
yivakshu et Elisha, right? They have to ask. If Elisha is not there, now Eliyahu is going to show up. A lot of light to Eliyahu, but we can't receive from you, Eliyahu. Where's Elisha? And then they're going to understand, okay, Elisha is next online. He's the next heir. Ve'Elisha asher gish mad b'dato lo ratza lazvo ki chashash machshavot la'asig pi shnayim beruach Eliyahu shelo yasig im yazveu be'et ahi amukshar lekach. Elisha, what's his thought? Why does he not want to listen to his Rebbe? If you see a tzaddik pass away, you start to get, you get pishtaim, you get double the amount of what you would have got from him in his regular life. The majority of the deepest teachings of the Zohar came down on Lag BaOmer. What was Lag BaOmer? When Rabbi Shimon was dying. Right? When Rabbi Shimon died, Sefer Dvarim. All of Sefer Dvarim is the last 36 days of Moshe Rabbeinu. The deepest Torah, he repeated the whole entire Torah in 36 days. Right? It's a special thing to be with a tzaddik when he's passing away. ויש פה כמה דברים שדילגנו, אבל חשוב, there's a few things here that we skipped over, but it's important to say. Sometimes you go as a Talmid to your Rebbe, you feel a yerida, you feel like you fell down. And you felt, שהייתי בביתי, היה לי מדרגה יותר גבוהה. When I was in my house, I had a higher level. Now that I came to my Rebbe, I feel like I got a yerida. ואתה מתבאר בדברים אלו, the reason for this is umnam pashut she'af shekeilu yesh lo yirida. It's simple, as if you fell. Ze rak lo to zman. It's only for that period of time. Aval besach hakol ke'et mikabel yoter. In the grand scheme of things, when you go to your Rebbe, it feels like maybe you fell down. But in the grand scheme of things, when you're by your Rebbe, you're receiving more. Kevan she'ke'et mishtatef im rabo. Since now you are partners with your Rebbe, when you come to connect with him, she'klalut ha'ashrat ha'shchina she'etzlo, the general aspect of how much Shekhinah you have when you go to your Rebbe is much higher. Then obviously you get a higher level. But sometimes you don't feel that that's what's happening. The main essence of where the Shekhinah is felt, or where the Shekhinah is actually dwelling, is on your Rebbe, not on you. You came to your Rebbe, so you don't feel the Shekhinah as much, because the Shekhinah, when you're inside the presence of your Rebbe, is with your Rebbe. When you return to your house, you're going to merit to feel what you receive there. And it's known to whoever went to Uman, it takes, or Lag BaOmer, it takes some few weeks for the light to hit you. נכון? זה לוקח כמה שבועות עד שהאור נספג בכלל מה קרה, מה היה באומן. Same thing. And on this idea of Elisha not wanting to stay alone, because Elisha knows Eliyahu is going to die now, Eliyahu is going to leave this world, and if I watch him leave this world, I'm going to get double portion of what he has a gift to give over to me. On that we have two footnotes. וידע שזאת טובת בני הנביאים וכל הדור שישאר להם נביא פי שניים ברוחו. Why did Elisha want to come with him? Because if I really am the next Navi, it would be better for the next generation that I have double the portion of Eliyahu. That I'm a super-powered Eliyahu. Elisha should be on a double the level, right? And if that's the case, then I have to stay with him because the proper thing is that I be as strong as possible for the next dor. And the next part, ממשיך הכתוב, ויצאו בני הנביאים אשר בית אל, אל אלישה, ויאמור אליו, הידעת כי היום השם לוקח את אדונך מעל ראשך, ויאמר גם אני ידעתי. החשו. They say the Navi there continues, and it says that all of the students of Beit El came to Elisha, and they said to him, did you know that today Hashem is taking your master from upon your head? And he says, I also knew. And they all went quiet. ויש להבין, איך חשבו בני הנביאים שהם יודעים ואילו אלישה, תלמידו הגדול של אליהו, אינו יודע. We have to understand, how is it that the students, these prophets, they come to Elisha and they think that they know Eliyahu is going to die, and Elisha doesn't know. בייר המלבים, the מלבים explains, כבר בירו חכמי האמת. The חכמי האמת, that's the מקובלים, they already explain, שאיש האלוהים הוא בן תלמידיו כמו לב המחיה את הגביעה. That the איש האלוקים, this godly person, the tzaddik, right? He is, like amongst his תלמידים, he's like the heart that is bringing life to the body. וכל העבר הקרוב יותר ללב, however closer the organ is to the heart, מקבל יותר חיות ושפע, receives more vitality, more influence, more light. בעת ההסתלקות, at the time of passing, וירגישו האיברים הרחוקים את צילוק הנפש והחיות תחילה, תרם ירגישו האיברים הקרובים אליו. Your feet start to die before your lungs. Why? Because they're cut off, there's more of a distance. They're not as close. The heart, as long as it has blood in it, it's pumping it. Where does it pump to? Whatever's closest to it. So where's the first part of the body that's going to understand that you're, right, that's going to be conscious of death? The further away it is from the heart, because the faster it's going to lose the sustenance, the faster it's going to lose the blood flow. So why did they even think that they knew something that Elisha didn't know? Because Elisha was right in the heart of the tzaddik. He's right there. He's one with his Rebbe. He's the closest thing possible to the heart. They're at the feet. They're talmidim far away from the Rebbe. They can't even understand him without Elisha. So they thought they already felt it before anybody else. That's what the Malbim brings. לכן בני הנביאים הרגישו תחילה כי הסתלק הלב והנפש מהם. Why did they feel it first? Because they already lost the light. When Eliyahu was still alive, they already lost the light. They already lost the nefesh. They lost this godly feeling. ושאלו גם אם הוא מרגיש בזה. They were asking him, do you also feel what we feel? שזה סימן שהדבר קרוב מאוד. Because if he feels what they also feel, that means it's happening today. It's quick. והשיב גם אני ידעתי. He answered, I also know. Meaning it's happening today. It's not like I don't know, you know? טוב, that's the introduction. עיקר העניין, השגת אלוקות, זה שייך בכל דור. The idea of godly comprehension, it's something for every generation. ואם יאמר בן דורנו, מה לי ולנבואה? Someone in our generation asks, what do I have to do with prophecy? The Torah already ended. 24 ספרים, נחתם. זהו, what do I have to do with prophecy? והלא פסקה? נבואה already stopped. It was finished. בוודאי מי ייתן והיו לנו נביאים אשר יורו לנו דרך נלך בה. If only we had prophets who could show us the proper path that we should be walking on. דא. שאם אמנם נבואה עדיין אין לנו, even though we don't have prophecy, אבל השפע האלוקי על עבדיו המשתוקקים לו, ישנו תמיד. Godly inspiration that is present to those who are yearning for Hashem, that we still have. Footnote, pretty long, but let's see. V'amet ruach hakodesh v'giluim yesh letzadikim b'chol dor. Ruach hakodesh and revelations, all the tzadikim of every generation we had. Kidita v'zohar hakadosh. Like it says in the Holy Zohar, ki lo yaseh Hashem Elokim davar ki im galah sodo el avadav v'nevi'im. Hashem won't do anything if He didn't reveal it to His servants, the Nevi'im. Bezmana the Nevi'im ishtakachu ba'alma. In the time that there is tzaddikim found in the world, Nevi'im, sorry, prophets found in the world, ve'i lo chachimei adifim in Nevi'im. And if there's no Nevi'im, the Gemara teaches us, chacham adif minavi. A Torah scholar is more lofty, is better than a prophet. Meaning, whenever Hashem wants to have a gzera, and this just happened also 2 weeks ago in Simchat Torah, ze bevadaya matzav, for sure it was the matzav, to the point that the Shabak even made a joke that they're going to do a hazmana to all of the zimun, to all of the admorim that knew about what was going to happen in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. It's a joke that they made. Kilu kol admorim, all the tzaddikim knew what was going to happen. They already knew it in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, and the Shabak wants to bring them for interrogation to find out how did they know. Right? It's a joke, but it's true. Right? Because the tzaddikim of the generation, they receive, classically it's the prophet, meaning Hashem's going to do a decree, Noach, right? I'm going to destroy the world, build a teva. You have 120 years and I'm going to flood the world. Meaning the tzaddik of the generation, Noach haya ish tzaddik, right? He knew about the gzerah. Hashem won't bring a gzerah to the world unless the prophets of the generation know about it. And the Zohar says, in a time that there's no prophets, a chacham is better than a prophet. That's always, even in the time that there is prophets. But the rule is, if a chacham is better than a prophet, then if the prophet can't receive the message because there's no prophets, the chacham will receive it. Who's that? The tzaddik, the talmidei chachamim. Meaning every gzera that Hashem makes in this world, first things first, He has to let the leaders of the generation know about it. V'kach katav Rav Hai Gaon. Rav Hai Gaon wrote, Da ki kvar ze mekubal etzel tzaddikim, ve'lo haya echad machish bo, ki Hashem itbarach mare et tzaddikim maraot noraot kederech shuhu mare et hanevi'im. Rav Hai Gaon, which is after Nevuah stopped, from the time of the Geonim, he said that, just know, clearly, it's accepted by all of the tzaddikim. And there was not one person that denied this. Hashem shows the tzaddikim wonderful sights and proofs, and like He shows the prophets. Meaning, what they would see, the tzaddikim see. And he said this after the temple, after the destruction of both temples. וכן כתב רבנו חיים ויטל. רב חיים ויטל also wrote in שערי קדושה in the third שער, פרק ח', and this is what he says. אל יתאש אדם, כי הנה בפסוק ודבורה אישה נביאה. תנא דבי אליהו, מעיד, אני עליי שמיים וארץ, בן איש ובן אישה, הכל לפי מעשיו, רוח הקודש שורה עליו. רב חיים ויטל says, don't have despair. It says in the פסוק, ודבורה אישה נביאה. דבורה was a woman who is a prophetess. Tana de Eliyahu is taught in the house of Eliyahu. Meid ani alai shamayim va'aretz. There's a testimony upon me by the heavens and the earth. Ben ish uven isha. Whether you're a man or a woman, everything goes according to your actions. Ruach hakodesh shore alav. Divine providence, divine inspiration, meaning 1/60th of Nevuah, can dwell upon you. Be'oznenu shamanu. In our ears we heard. Ra'inu yechidei segula. We saw very special souls. Hesigu lemadrigat ruach hakodesh bezmanenu ze. Rav Chaim Vital is testifying in our generation, meaning the time of the golden era of Tzfat, the Al Sheikh, the Beit Yosef, the Arizal, El Kabetz, all the tzaddikim were here. He says, in our generation, we have people that have ruach hakodesh mamash. Vayu megidim atidot, and they could tell the future. Umehem baalei chokma shelo nitgalet bedorot shekadmu aleihem. We have masters of wisdom that they could not have gotten this wisdom. It wasn't revealed in previous generations. Chidushei Torah, like the Arizal himself, his own Rebbe that he's talking about, right? The Arizal brought things that no one ever talked about. But it's emet. It's chokhmat emet. That it wasn't ever revealed before him. The Mabit Katav, the Mabit writes, Eliyahu Navi Odenu Chai. Eliyahu is still alive. Nichseh v'nigla v'chol dor v'dor. He's revealed, concealed and revealed in every single generation. The tzaddikim azochim lekach, to the tzaddikim that merit to this. עד הגאולה השלמה, הוא משוטט בעולם הזה בין הצדיקים והחסידים. Until the complete Geula, Eliyahu Navi is found between all of the tzaddikim and the chassidim, meaning the extremely pious people. Omnam ein ze ikar inyan, ela ikar hu ashrat ha-shechina ve-dvekut be-elokut. The main thing is not to know that there's nevua. It's to know that the shechina can be found and feeling dvekut be-elokut, feeling godly dvekut. אבל השפע האלוקי על עבדיו המשתוקקים לו, this godly influence, this light that comes down to the people that yearn to Hashem, יש לנו תמיד, we always find it, it's always here. ואף שבוודאי שבאופן כללי יש ירידת הדורות באיכות הגילוי, even though in a revealed way there is this thing as a descent of the generations, right? A decrease in the quality of the generations. אבל עצם המציאות של השראת השכינה, עם כל המסתעף מכך, שייכת בכל דור ודור. The fact that the Shekhinah can be found and everything else that entails the Shekhinah being found in a generation, that's every single generation. Meaning Hashem doesn't change. How much you feel it, how much it's revealed, who feels it, questions, right? The fact that it's here and it's revealed, not a question. It's always here. ועיקר עניין הנבואה ברוח הקודש אינם ידידת עתידות. What does it mean to have ruach hakodesh and to have nevuah? It's not about knowing the future. It's not about prophecies of the future. Ela asagat elokut, godly comprehension. Lechayot bekirvat elokim be'emet, to live out a relationship with a God in truth. Lizkot la'ashrat ha-shechina, to merit to have the shechina dwell upon you. Ledat et ha-derech yelech ba, to know the proper path to walk on. Bechol mishole ha-chaim, and all different facets of life. Lizkot lechaye kedusha amitiim, to merit a true holy sanctified lives. Like the Ramchal writes, Beserfer Derech Hashem, וזה לשונו, this is what he writes there, חלק גימל in Derech Hashem, וממה שיגיע לנביאים הוא, היותם משתלחים בשליחות ממנו יתברך. Why is it that, what is a Navi, or Navi, what is he, what's the whole purpose of a Navi? Why do they get prophecy? היותם משתלחים בשליחות ממנו יתברך. They are sent out in, as emissaries, as messengers of Hashem. ואינו כי לא זה הוא עצם הנבואה. That's not the core of prophecy. ואינו מוכרח כלל בנביא שישתלך לאחרים. A navi receiving prophecy doesn't mean he has to give it to other people. אבל עצם הנבואה הוא יתדבק בו יתברך. What is the core of nivua? What is the main thing that's happening right now? Clinging to Hashem. Attachment to Hashem. והגלות יתברך והגלות יתברך אליו. Hashem revealing himself to this Navi, right? On one side, the Navi connects to Hashem. On the other side, Hashem reveals himself to him. ויתלוו לזה הידיעות והשלכות והשכלות שיתלוו. Whatever comes with that, whatever you understand from that, whatever you comprehend from that, that's like, it comes with it, right? The main thing is the dvekut. With being clinging to the source of all knowledge and everything and the source of everything in the world, the creator of the world, you're going to start to understand a few other things. You're going to get some messages. But what's the main thing? Dveikut. Ashrat ha-shechina ve-dveikut bo yitbarach. Ze nevuah. Yesh dvarim shemegiim im ze. Aber ze lo ha-etzem. That's from the Ramchal. In Derech Hashem. Ve-lefi erech ze shayach bechol dor vador ki ani avaya lo shiniti. Since that's the case, it's about Hashem revealing himself to you and you clinging to Hashem and Hashem never changes. Ani avaya lo shiniti. I am Yudke Vavke. I have never changed and I won't change. וזאת התורה לא תהיה מוחלפת. This Torah will never be changed with another one. בוודאי בכל דור, השם יתברך מכין לנו דרך שנוכל להגיע אליו. Then for sure in every single generation, Hashem prepares for us a path that we could get to him. ולהשיג שלמות נפשנו. And to complete, to get to the wholesomeness of what our soul is meant to be. וזה מה שיש לכל יהודי ללכת לחפש. This is what every Jew should be seeking out. למצוא מי יגלה לו את הדרך ילך בה. To find out who is the tzaddik, who is the person that's on that level that he can reveal to me the path that I should be walking on. לדעת את הוויה, so that I can have a conscious relationship with Hashem. וצריך לבקש ולהתחנן לבורא יתברך. You have to beg and seek out and pray to Hashem. זכני למצוא את אותו צדיק שבכוחו תשרה שכינה עליי. Merit me to find that same tzaddik that by way of his power, the Shekhinah will dwell upon me. According to my worth, ואוכל לעבוד באמת בפנימיות, להגיע לדבקות אמת. And I'll be able to serve Hashem in truth, internally, and to get to a level of real true dvekut. Right? That was the first inyan. One more, I think it's very deep stuff, we're going to go one more nekuda, and we'll stop there for now. Maybe one or two nekudas. We'll see. Bezat Hashem, what's the time? We'll see. Again, chevre, what's the point of learning Kabbalah? Kabbalah is the amshacha of nevuah. Kabbalah comes out of the schools of the prophets. This is what they were learning. They had schools like this that non-stop they were learning how to become a person that is so clean that they can have Shekhinah dwell upon him. And when you have Shekhinah dwell upon you, then you're that much more connected to Hashem. Tveikut and Ashrat the Shekhinah. That was the whole inyan. So yes, nevuah stopped, but not Ruach HaKodesh and not Kabbalah, not Pnimiyut, and Chassidut takes it even further and puts it inside you, and we're all praying every day that it's going to come back, and we're preparing ourselves every day that it's going to come back. Right? It comes back in the end of the days, exactly. Tov, so bet. Gam bedorenu yesh ashrat ha-shechina. Even in our generation, we have a dwelling of the Shechina. Ki b'chol dovado ha-shechina shorah yetzel ha-tzadikim ha-amitim. In every generation, the Shechina is dwelling by way of the true tzaddikim, like it's explained in a few different places in the Zohar Kadosh. V'navi me'at l'shonot. We're going to bring a few different parts of the Zohar here. Zakei ninun tzaddikaya deruta dilahon bedvekuta dekut shavuichut adir. How fortunate are those tzaddikim that their desire is always constantly in dvekut, in connection with Hakadosh Baruch Hu, constantly tadir. V'kama diinun mitadkin be tadir. How much more they cling to Hashem, Hashem clings to them, and they don't get separated. They stay clinging to each other. That's one part. Next one. Kad chami barnash tzadikaya. What is it? Chami? Chami? Kad? Kad chami? Kasher? When you kad chame barnash tzadikaya, when a righteous person sees ozakein di bedara, or the meritorious ones of the generation, bevedai inun afe shechinta, for sure that they see the face of the Shechina, begin de shechinta istatrad begavayu, since the Shechina is hidden with inside of them. Whether it's revealed or whether it's concealed. Man dechame ape shechinta ba'ay lemezal lerahatak betara. Betra. No, betra.
Betra.
Whoever sees the face of the Shechina, then what does he want? He wants to run after it. He wants more and he wants more and he wants more. Once you taste a little bit, yeah, like, give me more. Next one. Kad tzadikaya hu be'alma miyad shechinta lo itadiyat mine v'tiyufta dilebe. Shuv, kad tzadikaya hu be'alma, when the tzadik is inside the world, miyad shechinta lo itadiyat mine. The Shechina doesn't separate itself from the tzadik. V'tiyufta dilebe. Dilebe, always the Shechina is always coming back to this person, coming back to this tzaddik. Shechinta desires to be with him, exactly. Shechinta lo azla ela batra de tzaddik. The Shechina will not leave us only if the tzaddik leaves. V'chol atar, another one. V'chol atar de tzaddikaya azle Shechinta azlani mehon. Anywhere that the tzaddik goes, the Shechina goes with him. Lo shavik lehon, it doesn't leave him. And the Ramban, so all of those parts are from the Zohar. The Ramban writes on Sefer Dvarim like this: Anshei ha'ma'ala hazot tiyeh nafsham gam b'chayehem tzura b'tzor chayim ki hem atzmam ma'on la'shchina. Anshei ma'ala, the people of ascent, the people of high spirituality, tiyeh nafsham gam b'chayehem tzura b'tzor chayim. In while they're alive, their soul is also connected to the actual chain of life up above. Ki hem atzmam me'on l'shechina, because they themselves are the dwelling place of the Shechina in this world. Meaning a tzaddik, while he's alive, he's also alive up there. Right? He's tapping into real life, the real true life. Meaning the Shechina is revealed in him here, That means he's super alive, right? He's not like all of us. He's mamash alive. And the Ramchal writes, "Ashchinah mitlabeshet betoch chachmei adorot." The Shekhinah is enclosed within the wise of the generation. U'misham meir leYisrael. From there, it shines out to Am Yisrael. Ki Ashchinah milvad shachna betocham od tesovevam v'hene Yisrael meora begilui. Not only does the Shekhinah dwell inside the Chachmei Ador, it also surrounds them. So Am Yisrael, when you come, like the story of Shaul's messengers, Shaul's soldiers, they came to Shmuel and to David and they got a zap of it, right? So to the Tzaddik, he has the Shekhinah inside of him and all around him. So that why? So that Am Yisrael will be able to tap into that energy when they come. They just see the Tzaddik, they come to visit the Tzaddik, they go to the Kever, they go to a living Tzaddik, it doesn't matter, right? The Shekhinah is so strong there that they also enjoy it. It's not like it's stuck inside the Tzaddik. Exactly. You feel it. What he's saying is very important. When you go to a true tzaddik, whether it's his kever or in his tish or whatever it is, a living tzaddik, you feel like you're getting hugged. You feel like it's like the biggest embrace, right? Because the light of the Shekhinah, which is the mother, right? It's there. It's revealed. You feel it. You feel at home. Yep. עוד כתב וזה לשונו. He also wrote in Mesilat Yesharim, The Path of the Just, תלמידי חכמים קדושים בדרכיהם ובכל מעשיהם, הנה הם ממש כמקדש וכמזבח. ומסילת ישרים writes, לרמח"ל writes, תלמידי חכמים הקדושים, the holy תלמידי חכמים, בדרכיהם ובכל מעשיהם, on the way that they act and all of their actions and all their paths, they are ממש like a מקדש and like the מזבח, like the temple and like the altar. מפני שהשכינה שורה עליהם, because the Shekhinah is resting on them, כמו שהייתה שורה במקדש ממש, as it was in the temple ממש. A true tzaddik, a true talmid racham, he is like a temple. Why? Because what was the point of the temple? Godly revelation, Shekhinah. And that tzaddik has godly revelation, Shekhinah, on him. It's the same thing. Gimel. Right? So those are a few different points here for us to understand how much this is written here in the words of the Chachamim. Gimel, adveikut b'tzadik, adveikut b'shchina. When you cling to the tzadik, it's like you're clinging to the shchina. Ve'kevan she'ashchina nimtzet etzel tzadik, since the shchina is found by way of in the tzadik, at the tzadik, azay kasher adam nidbak b'tzadik, azay beze u'nidbak b'shchina kedusha. So when you cling to the tzadik, you're clinging to the shchina. U'bli lidabek b'tzadik, i'efshar lizkot adveikut b'shchina kedusha be'emet. Without really connecting to the tzadik, you can't say you're really connected to the Shekhinah. Footnote. Inyan advekut v'itkashut hu ahava chazaka meod. What does it mean to be clinging and connected to a tzaddik? Again, we're talking about a human being, right? Like, what does it mean to be really connected to and him, his books? What does it mean? It's the idea of love. Strong, strong feeling of love. Kmo shekatuv v'tidbak nefesh Yonatan b'David. The nefesh, the soul of Yonatan, was clinging to David. Right? They had such strong love that their souls were connected to each other. They were glued together. So too, what does it mean to connect and to be, have dveikut and itkashut la tzaddik?
One is love. Echad ahava.
Yeah. The same gematria, right? Love and one is the same gematria. 13. Bidyuk. Tov. וכמו שאמרו חז"ל, like the rabbi said in מסכת כתובות, קוף יוד א', which is where the three שבועות of רבי יואל סאטמר is taken from. וכי אפשר לדבוקה בשכינה? You can cling to the שכינה? How can you cling to the שכינה? והכתיב, כי הוויה אלוהיך אש אוכלה. What's שכינה? שכינה is godly revelation. You as a human, you can cling to God? How could you cling to God? The Gemara asked the question. Says Havaya Elokecha Esh Ochala, Hashem, your God is a consuming fire. Ela kol amasi bito letalmid chacham. So how do you do it? Marry your daughter to a talmid chacham. Beose pragmatia letalmid chachamim. You start to do business with talmid chachamim. Vehane talmid chachamim nechasav. You use your assets and your properties and your money and what Hashem blessed you with to give over to Talmidei Chachamim. מעלה עליו הכתוב כאילו נדבק מדבק בשכינה. The Torah holds a person who marries his daughter to a Talmid Chacham, or does business with a Talmid Chacham, or takes from his belongings and gives it to the Talmid Chachamim for their use. The Torah writes you down as if you cling to the Shechina. Meaning, how do you cling to the Shechina? The Gemara asks the question, how do you cling to the Shechina as a human being? Hashem's a fire-consuming being. How could you even do that? Connect to the Talmid Chachamim, whether it's through relation, give your daughter over to them, whether it's business, or whether it's you supporting them. Whatever it is that you can do to connect the Talmid Chachamim, it's as if you're connecting. Torah writes down testimony from the Torah, this person is connected to the Shechina. Ayinu shal yedeh shidabak v'talmid chacham shidavuk b'shechina yichashev gam lo shuhu davuk ba. By way of you clinging to the Talmid Chacham who's clinging to the Shechina, it's as if you cling to the Shechina. Another footnote, v'hine yesh lishor kevan shashechina yesh ochala im ken echa chacham atzmo nidbak ba. If the question still stands, if the Shechina is this consuming fire, how is the Talmid Chacham ever able to cling to the Shechina? I can't do it, okay, but how could he do it? He's also a human. The tzaddik, like the Tanya says, completely purified himself. He doesn't have bad inside of him. Therefore, he can cling to the fire and he doesn't get burnt. כי האש של השכינה שורפת את החלק הרע שבאדם. The fire of the Shechina burns the negative fire that's inside man. אבל חלק הקדושה אינו נשרף. The holy part of you cannot be burnt. כי הוא חלק אלוהה ממעל. Because it's a part of Hashem from up above. The holiness inside of you is untouchable. It's invincible. The bad that's inside of you will be burnt by way of the fire of the Shechina. ממילא אדם שיש בו הרבה רע, then a person who has a lot of bad inside of him, אינו יכול לדבק, he can't cling. כי שרף כל הרע שבו בבת אחד, because all of the bad that's inside of him will be burnt and ימות, and he's going to die. והוא צריך להוציא את הרע לאט לאט. That person who has still bad in him has to take out the bad slowly but surely. It's a process, slowly but slowly, right? אבל יש בעיה, there's a problem here. כי כדי להוציא את הרע צריך את השכינה, צריך את אש השכינה. In order for us, the people that still have bad in us, we need the fire of the Shechina to take it out, because right, the fire of the Shechina burns the fire of the Ra. Ve'ilu hu eno yochol lidabek ba, ki az yisaref kol ha'ira yachad. But you can't cling to the Shechina because then you're going to completely be consumed and you have to stay in existence. So how do you do this? Lechen tzrichu lidabek b'tzadik. Therefore, you have to be clinging to the tzadik. Val yado hu mekabel et hadvekut b'Shechina kefi yecholto, ve'leat lalat, leat lalat hu mizdakech. Then you start to get your connection to the Shechina, and you have this little bit of fire that comes and purifies you, burns away your bad, but slowly but surely, because it's coming through a filter, right?
Abraham
went into the fire untouched.
And Nahor, Haran, jumps in after and gets to
Abraham. Abraham went into the fire untouched. Chazak Baruch, this week's parasha.
Not only untouched, it purified him even more.
Nachon, zikech oto. Daniel, ish chamudot, all these, right?
The
Noam Elimelech every Erev Shabbat would put his hands inside the fire to see if he's still holding on the madriga.
Don't try it home.
Right? So what do we get from this? That when you have a connection to the tzaddik, then slowly but surely you're able to connect to the Shechina, which can burn away your bad. But you can't do it by yourself because you would get completely consumed, and the goal is not to die, right? You would love to get rid of all your bad, but you're meant to get rid of the bad and still have good. If you get rid of all your bad, but you can't take it anymore and you just don't exist, that's not the goal. Last little bit. Da'inu kevan she'ena ashra alav mamash ela hu rak mekabel ha'ara mimena shayach she'ara tiyeh b'tzimtzum lefi kocho. Since you're not the one clinging to the Shechina, but you cling to the tzaddik, and by way of him it's filtered, then you can start to have this relationship, and it's constricted and watered down, so to say, according to where you're at. Ki kevan shatzadik zikech et atzmo, since the tzadik completely purified himself, legamre, ad shekol ratzono rak la'asot et ratzon Hashem itbarach, since his whole entire will is only to do the will of Hashem. V'chol ma'uto hi gilui or Hashem itbarach, his whole essence is just to reveal Hashem. What is the tzadik here for? To reveal Hashem more. Azai shenitbakim bo, nitbakim b'shechina kedusha she'alav. Then when you cling to him, you're clinging to the Shechina that's upon him. Ve'en kan chatzitza. There is no separation here. Right? It's not that you're using a person in order, right? Chas v'chalil to think this, right? There's no separation here. Ki ha-tzadik hu klum b'enei atzmo. The tzadik in his own eyes is nothing. He's not important. Kmo she'amra Torah al Moshe Rabbeinu, like the Torah testifies about Moshe, she'ya rabban shel kol Yisrael b'chol ha-dorot. Moshe Rabbeinu is the rabbi of all the Am Yisrael in all of the generations. Shu'u haya anav mikol adam. He was the most humble person in the whole entire world. There will never be more humble than Moshe. ולפי ערך כך הוא בהתפשטות דמשה בכל דור. Right? There is an expansion of Moshe in every single generation. Meaning the rabbis of your generation are the Moshe Rabbeinu of that generation. Right? The biggest tzaddik in the generation now is Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? And if Moshe Rabbeinu was the most humble then and nothing was about him, so then the Moshe Rabbeinu of our generation is the gadol shezelok. It's not about him. He's also the biggest, most humble person. Ki ma'alat ha-tzadikim ha-amitim hi lo rak ma shehem ovdim be'esh kodesh b'misud nefesh ela b'ikar ma shehem vitalim legamer la'ashem yitbarach. What makes a tzadik so special? Not that he works hard and he's always connected to Hashem. The fact that he's completely nullified to Hashem. It's both, right? But more is the fact that he's nothing, nothing, nothing. ועל ידי זה השכינה שורה עליהם. Because of their humility, the שכינה dwells upon them. והם יכולים לגלות את אלוקותו יתברך בתחתונים. Then they can reveal Hashem down below here in this world. ולתאר את הגשמיות, and to purify all the physicality. שזה תכלית הבריאה. That's the purpose of creation. לעשות לו יתברך דירה בתחתונים. To make for Hashem a dwelling place down here in this world, like the Midrash says. ועל ידי שיהודי מכניע עצמו לפני הצדיק, by way of a Jew subduing and submitting himself in front of the tzaddik, ונדבק אליו, and has this dveiku to the tzaddik, right? אזי על אף שהוא לא במדרגת הצדיק, then even though he's not on the level of the tzaddik, עצם הדבר שהוא מחובר אליו, just the fact that you're connected to him, הוא בבחינת כל המחובר לטהור טהור. Whoever is connected to purity is pure. וזוכה גם הוא להתקשר בשכינה, and then you also merit to connect to the שכינה. Last part and we're done. It's two columns and we're done for the night until the meditation, right? Because it's going to have to break up to a lot more. Dalit, lechapesh et ha-shechina. We have to wrap this up with this. Seek out the shechina. Zei ikar inyan itkashut le-tzadik. This is the main aspect of why you connect to tzadikim. Mimele zei ikar ma she-tzirik lechapesh kshe-baim le-tzadik. This is the main thing that you have to seek out when you come to the tzaddik. When you come to connect to a tzaddik, what are you looking for? To connect to him? Chalila v'chas. Et ha-shechina kedusha. You're seeking out the shechina. Be'emet kol yehudi ba'lev. Any Jew who has a heart. Kasher ba'l ha-tzaddik libo mitorer la'avodat Hashem yitbarach. You come to the tzaddik, you come connect to a holy person. Your soul is aroused to Hashem. To serve Hashem. Zeh biglal she'nitzotz me'ha-shechina nechlas bo merororo. Why? Because a part of the Shekhinah goes inside of you and starts to wake you up. Ki kshadam ba listofef betzel ha-tzadik u'kshemistakel betoar panav. When you come to be amongst the canopy, the shade of the tzadik, and you start to look in the stature of his face, the beauty of his face, asher domot la-malach Hashem tzfakot. His face is similar to an angel of Hashem. מיד מרגיש בנועם וזיו השכינה הקדושה חופפת עליו. Straight away you feel this pleasantness, this radiance of this holy radiance of the Shekhinah that is surrounding this tzaddik. וגם כשאדם אינו אצל הצדיק, even when a person is not by the tzaddik, אבל נזכר בזמנים שראה את פני הצדיק, but he remembers the times that he saw the face of the tzaddik. הנה אז הוא מקבל קדושה ודבקות נפלא לדבק באור השם יתברך. Then he receives this kedusha, this sanctity, and this dvekut, amazing, wonderful dvekut, to cling to the light of Hashem. כי דרך ההתקשרות אל הצדיקים נדבקים באור השכינה הקדושה השוכנת בתוכם. By way of connecting and having a connection, having this relationship with the tzaddik, even when you're not in front of him, then you can cling to the light of the holy Shekhinah that is resting inside of them. Footnote on the part of seeing the face of the tzaddik even when you're not with him. בני בכל עת תזכור אותי ותהיה דמות דיוקני לנגד עיניך לא תסור מלפניך וכל דבר שידעת שאני מאוס אותו אל תהב לעשותו. We spoke about this morning. Who's here?
You.
You want to start learning in the Shalom Rav? Yigeret HaRamban. Here we have Yigeret HaRamban. We had Derech Hashem here and Yigeret HaRamban both in one lesson. when we just spoke about it so much this morning. The Ramban says to his son in the letter that he wrote, the famous letter, "My son, at any given moment, remember me. May my face, the image of my face, be in front of your eyes. Don't remove my image from your face, from in front of your eyes. And everything that you know that I hate, don't love to do it. If you know I didn't like it as your father, Rabban, the Ramban, don't connect to it." But what is he mainly telling him? May my face be in front of your eyes at all times. And we know also from Yosef HaTzadik. Right? Yosef HaTzadik came and he nearly messed up. He saw Yaakov Avinu. Chayav Adam Netzeret Asifut HaChachamim VaTzadikim Kshehu Rachok Mehem. A person has to draw this image of the Chachamim and the Tzadikim and when he's far from them. Umidach Tzich Hu Lerasenet Dimyono Limana Menetzeret Tziurim HaMizikim LeDat. On the other side, right, you have to draw the tzaddik in front of your eyes when you're far from him. On the other side, you have to stop, and nothing can affect the dat. Nothing can affect the lacha. You're not doing avodah zarah here. We're not trying to bring images into our head in order to serve them, right? There's a line here. On one hand, the tzaddik can never leave your eyes so that you don't mess up. On the other hand, hello, it's not about the tzaddik, right? Let's remember what the tzaddik represents here. It's not about him. אפילו לא. ולא אמצעי. אין חציצה כאן. זה השכינה. כן, אמצעי ולא מטרה. הבנתי. Right? Like you're saying, it's a tool and it's not a goal. Right? אמנם זה רק תחילת העניין. This is just the beginning of the idea. ואחר כך צריך לעמול עוד ועוד. Afterwards you have to work harder and harder. More and more. To merit להשגת השכינה ממש. To merit to ממש the שכינה dwelling upon you. וזה דבר שאי אפשר להסביר אותו במילים. This is something that you can't explain in words. אלא זה עובר באופן רוחני. It comes through you on a spiritual manner. והיינו שעל ידי כלי העברה פנימיים, by way of this transmissional, internal mechanism, ראייה, שמיעה, הרגשה ודיבור, sight, hearing, feeling, emotion and speech, על ידי הרגשה של אור מקיף, and by way of feeling the encompassing light that surrounds us, דיינו מתוך דיבורי הלב, from the words, the thoughts of the heart, והתנועות and all of the movements and all of the motions, וראיית הצדיק and seeing the צדיק, חודרת לאט לאט ההבנה והרגשה בזה. Slowly but surely, the understanding and the emotion will drill into you more and more and more. ובאמת אין דרך ללמד אדם אחר איך להשיג. There's no true way to teach another person how to get this. אלא אפשר לתת לו מקיפים. You can give him like general ideas. דיינו לאורו שירצה ויתאמץ ולהזירו ממוקשים. You can tell a person, hey, you know, you should really try to connect to this tzaddik. You should really make an effort to come. You should do this, right? Or you can like, and you can warn him from dangerous things. Don't do this. Don't like, you know, don't pray to the tzaddik. All these different things. Don't hold him. It's too much importance. וכן לתת לו כלים שיעזרו. You can give him tools to help him. אבל את הנקודת ההשגה עצמה, the point of comprehension itself, רק הבורא יתברך עצמו פותח. Only Hashem opens that up. את שערי ההשגה. אלא שזה עובר דרך הצדיק. But it passes through the צדיק, this way of comprehension. שהוא המרכבה לשכינה, who is the vehicle for the שכינה. ולכן כאשר נמצאים אצל הצדיק, יותר קל לזכור שיפתח, כי הוא עוברת מהצדיק אל האדם. Therefore, when you're actually by the צדיק, it's easier to receive it, because it comes through the צדיק straight to you. Because you're physically there, you're by him, it's much easier the transition. But it's not something you can really explain. כי האור האלוקי הוא כמו אש. Godly light is like a fire. כשמקרבים נר לאש, הוא נדלק. When you bring a candle next to a fire, it gets lit. It gets ignited. וכל שמטיבים את הנר, להיות מוכן לדלק, כך הוא דולק יפה יותר. The more you prepare the candle to be ready to get lit, the more it's going to light beautifully, more beautifully. Meaning the more preparation, the more you understand this idea, the better it's going to be lit inside of you. והתלמידים האמיתיים, the true תלמידים, the true students of the tzaddik, מחפשים את הנקודה הפנימית שברב. They're looking for the internal part of what's inside their rabbi. הם מתאמצים לקנות מהצדיק את עצם האור. They make an effort to get the core of the light that's inside there. את ההשגה הפנימית, what's truly being said here internally. What am I trying to comprehend? מה קורה פה? לזכות, לקנות את ההרגשה בשכינה הקדושה, to merit to acquire emotional feelings of the Shekhinah, to feel the Shekhinah עמוק עמוק, אחר עומק אחר עומק, להיות מקבלה, depth after depth, and to be a vehicle for it. והנקודה הפנימית הזאת, this internal part, עוברת מהרב לתלמידים. It passes from the rabbi to the students, ומצטיירת בתוך כל אחד לפי נשמתו. And it's formed inside of your soul, inside of you, everyone, according to their soul. והרבה צריך לעמול על זה. You have to work a lot. You have to put a lot of effort in here. להתפלל ולבכות על זה, to pray and to cry over this. עד שמצליחים לטעום מהנקודה הפנימית, until you get to the real נקודה, what's the פנימיות of what the Rebbe is trying to give over? What's the פנימיות of what the Tzaddik is trying to give over? וזהו פנימיות עניין שימוש הצדיקים. This is the internal aspect of what it means to serve the Tzaddik, to do something for the Tzaddik physically. Right? Not about learning the Torah. שימושו גדול מלימודו. To do something for him, to work for him, to serve him, to get him tea, to do this, whatever it might be, that's more than learning for him. Why? What's the internal part? כי אף שבוודאי יש גם עניין לשמש את הצדיק כפשוטו. Simply put, do something for the Rebbe, it's a good thing. אך העיקר אינו חלק החיצוני, אלא לנקודה הפנימית. But the thing is, it's not about doing the external thing for the Rebbe. It's about what is going on internally when you're doing that. בשביל זה הולכים לרב. For this, that's why you go to the Rav. כפי מה שהשם יתברך מזכה כל אחד כפי עניינו. Whatever Hashem merits you to do according to your idea, according to where you're holding. כדי לעורר פנימיות נפשו את נקודת הניצות של דעת אלוקות, to arouse the internal aspect of your soul, which is the spark of godly comprehension, godly connection, godly consciousness. וזה בכל דור ודור. This is in every single generation. כי אני הוויה לא שניתי. Me, God, I haven't changed. בכל דור ובכל אופן במצב שנמצא בו אדם, צריך לעשות פעולות לעורר את הנקודה הזאת. No matter where you find yourself in life, no matter what situation you're in, you have to do actions to arouse this point. כי לא נשתנה עניין זה כלל. Because this idea of the Shekhinah being by way of the Tzaddikim has not changed ever. אני הבעיה לא שיניתי. How does Hashem act in this world? By way of the Tzaddikim. By way of Chachmei Ador. So when you can go to connect to them, to learn their Torah, to have love, and to be attached to them with Dvekut, you're clinging to the Shekhinah. And if you can take it to another level, and you can do something for the Tzaddik, don't get caught up in the physical thing that you're doing. It's not about that. It's about, again, serving the Shekhinah, connecting to the Shekhinah, doing something physical for the Shekhinah, which the whole idea of Shekhinah is godly revelation in this world. אז ככל שזוכים לעשות יותר מעשים בשביל הצדיק, זה כמו לעשות מעשים בשביל השכינה. והשכינה זה בעולם הזה, והשכינה זה in this world. So the more that you can do physical things for it, like that, the more you're tapping into it, right? עד כאן. Next week we're going to go into מקורות, into the sources for all of this. We're going to go to the two different types of attachment. We're going to go to the idea of the tzaddik is the shadchan. We're going to go into the idea of ibur, right? And then that's the first chapter. Then we have a whole chapter on what is attachment. And then we have a chapter on which tzaddikim should I be trying to connect to. Ezeh tzaddik mitkasher. So b'zat Hashem, we have to know, Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu are found in every single generation. Right? What is Moshe Rabbeinu called in the Zohar? Ba'ala de Matronita. Right? Ba'ala de Matronita. The husband of the Shekhinah. The husband of the Queen. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu, the tzaddik, is the embodiment, is the one that helps us to understand what is godly revelation in this world. A person who's so nullified, not only does he work so hard to connect to Hashem, but mainly he has anava, mevutal legamre l'Hashem. That's the person that you can find the Shekhinah by way of, right? So b'zat Hashem, may we all merit to connect more and more and more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to know that the main way to do it is by way of the tzaddikim, the true tzaddikim, right? And another nekuda, just chashuv lagid, shehanekuda pnimit shel harav, zeh ma shemechapsim, the internal part of what the rav's trying to do, that's it. The Baal HaSulam, Rav Ashlag, Zatzal, said that by most of the tzaddikim, most of the rabbis, yesh lehem harbe chasidim, v'me'at sherotzim ta nekuda amitit. They have a lot of chassidim and a few of them that are trying to come to the true point of what the Rebbe is trying to give over. He said by him in Ashlag, lechatchila, the beginning way is, me'at chassidim shemechapsim ta nekuda apnimit. A few students that are truly finding, that they're all trying to get to the nekuda apnimit. And he says that all the rest is nonsense. He says that's why, and by him, people didn't come to him with too much questions of gashmiut, of physicality. He says, for sure the Rebbe, who is a tzaddik, he can bring down all levels, right? Spiritual and physical, because he's a tzaddik. He's a revelation of Shekhinah, right? The Shekhinah is dwelling by him. Shekhinah is not just spiritual things. Shekhinah is zagam gashmiut. He says, but if all the students are only coming and asking about gashmiut, then the tzaddik has to go even further down, and that's what he has to deal with all the time. He could do that. But why put the tzaddik in that situation? When you could be asking about the nikudah pnimit, the internal part, what is he here for? To help you spiritually connect to Hashem on a deeper level. So yes, you could go to him about your physicality, and you should go to him about the physical things in your life. But that's the nikudah pnimit. That's why you go to a tzaddik. That's the reason you go to a rebbe. Chalila v'chas. זה עוד עניין בחיים, כי הקדוש ברוך הוא שם אותנו בעולם הזה.
ולמה השם עשרה השם did that I don't have what I'm going to the tzaddik to look for?
Why? Okay.
Look for him?
Look for him, נכון, connect to him.
Everything we lack, everything, all the ישועות that we are looking
for. כל החסרונות זה חסרון אמונה, right? Exactly. חזק וברוך, what Rabbi Shlomo said. Why do you lack money to pay your bills to begin with? So that you'll pray to Hashem. Right? Connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, the tzaddik is not there it's not about him. He himself doesn't see any importance in himself. So we shouldn't make that mistake in also seeing it by him. A tzaddik hu chashuv rak biglal shu merkava l'shechina. The only reason he's important is because he is a revelation and he's a vehicle for the Shechina. Like Rav Yitzchak Meir said a few months ago in Alon Shabbat, Haemet shi ata v'atzaddik shnechem afasim mul Hashem HaGitbarach. You and the tzaddik in Hashem's eyes are both zero. You and the tzaddik, there's a huge gap. But you and the tzaddik together in the eyes of Hashem, efes, efes, zero, no importance. Right? Because Hashem is in sof and we're all sof. Right? So we have to remember these things. B'zat Hashem itbarach. Amen.